This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. It's not clear what effect the cyber attack on the world's largest meat processing company is going to have. But with this being summer barbecue season, demand is up, along with concern. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Brazil's JBS says it expects the majority of its plants to be back online today. It's the second largest producer of beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S. Nebraska feedlot operator Joan Ruskamp told KHGI-NTV if there were a shutdown, consumers would feel the impact quickly.
In Grand Island alone, that's 5,000 head each day. And the stores, the restaurants that they supply, that's their supplier.
The White House says JBS notified them of a ransomware demand from criminals likely based in Russia, similar to the oil pipeline attack. Even before this, meat prices were rising due to coronavirus shutdowns and bad weather. The Department of Agriculture estimates price jumps between 1 and 3% this year. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden has launched a review of the threat. This is the third major attack this year tied to Russia, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday the JBS hack was expected to be discussed at the mid-June summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Russia's upper house backed legislation Wednesday expected to be used to ban allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running in elections, just the latest move in a crackdown on the opposition. The bill, overwhelmingly approved by the Federation Council, would make it impossible to run in parliamentary elections for leaders, sponsors, and rank-and-file members of, quote, extremist, end quote, groups. A Russian court is considering whether to designate Navalny's political network an extremist organization. This is the